Our theme tonight, Squeezing the Piggy Bank. It was inspired by a fantastic Swiss poster, and you can see it up on the blog. It was a poster done for a referendum in which the Swiss, God love them, voted down a new tax, supposedly on the rich. But the idea is all these sort of dark hands coming, you know, to squeeze your pink piggy bank full of your savings. The choice of squeezing the piggy bank as our theme really reflects the fact that what we're watching globally is a war for cash flow and capital. We're at the end of the long-term bull markets and bonds, and we've had years of quantitative easing, both the U.S. central banks, the European central banks, the Japanese central, all the central banks. And what that means is the cost of capital is rising and the game is coming to an end. And what you're really seeing is, more than anything, a war between the overt and the covert, the overt looking for more revenues and saying to the covert, look, we can't keep feeding you this endless amount of money. And the covert saying, well, you know, that's your problem. We're not, you know, we're going to be difficult. And it reminds you, there's a great scene during the New York City fiscal crisis. One of the congressional staffers was pressing Felix Rowetton on union concessions, and he got really exacerbated. And finally he said to her, Eleanor, would you go to bed with me? And she got very upset. And this is in the middle of testimony, congressional testimony. She said, of course not. And he said, well, it's the same problem. They don't want to, and I can't make them. And the funny thing is, if you're the politicians, you're basically caught between squeezing the honest guys who are running around being productive or squeezing the covert. And, you know, and it's dangerous either way you go because it's quite a dance. So, the covert are not sitting down and saying, well, let's reinvent this. So we have the danger, of course, of more and more violence. And the reality is you've just got a lot of players here who are used to getting what they want by pushing harder or with force. And so a lot of the cause of the volatility is we're lurching from stress to stress, crisis to crisis behind the scenes, because that's what, you know, makes it possible for people to get together and say, well, we better start to be reasonable. If you haven't read, there are a couple of articles I've written that I think will help you understand the background on this. One is Coming Clean Beyond the Fiscal Cliff, which goes into some of the reasons why it's so hard to re-engineer the federal budget under these circumstances. A brief blog post I wrote recently, Make Way for the Killers, the Great Tax Haven Roundup, and then, of course, Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, will help you understand the challenge of sort of re-engineering the model. The Swiss are being pressured to finalize their tax deal with the U.S. We see the Swiss MPs refusing to approve the deal, and now the upper house trying to approve it without telling the banks or the Swiss people what they're agreeing to. It means the stress is really on. And of course, we've got to get the Swiss under control if we're going to go target all the tax havens, because otherwise the money's going to just bounce back into the Swiss.